for all your weekend boating and fishing. It's Scotty Hillier.
Yes, he is the man in the know. How are you, Scotty boy?
No, I'm well, fellas. I've been filming today for Creek to Coast at Imbal, the lovely little town west of Kimball.
Beautiful part of the world,
isn't it? Nice little town.
Magnificent part of the world.
I did the mandatory trip to the bakery and had their chunky steak pie.
You got to, yeah. It's one of the places our mate Piney rates the Imbal Bakery Chunky Steak Pie very highly, I believe. So, yeah, it's a good bit of gear there.
It is a good bit of gear, I'm telling you, boys. But looking at the weather for the weekend, it looks like the boaties are going to have smiles on their faces. They're sort of saying tomorrow 10 to 12 knot mark. My only concern is it's got a lot of north in it. So as the boaties listening, the hot family, the boating fraternity listening would say, sometimes they forecast 5 to 10 north, they wake up and it's 15 to 20. So just when you wake up, if you're going offshore, just have a look at the observations or check the forecast before doing so. But as we sit here now, it looks pretty good. Tomorrow's definitely the pick over Sunday. Really good run in the tide. We've got the building full moon, so we've got an early morning high, which is going to really fire up the pelagics, which are, you know, your surfer, your tuna and your mackerel species. There's been good Spaniards. There's been a few schoolies around. Although the water temp is still down a little bit, but there's a couple of schools and bits of bait coming through at the moment. There's actually still some snapper getting around. Surprisingly enough, I spoke to Smitty from Smitty's Charters, and they're getting good snapper and pearly still out on the Hards and the Barwons. Plenty of good parrot down towards the 12 and 8 mile Calandra. And then also if you travel into Rainbow Beach, the reef set off there have been producing a really good parrot. Back in the rivers and creeks, once again, we sound like a broken record. You're whiting, your mangrove jack, and your flathead. The three species generally this time of year, and they will continue well into Christmas time, but the big tides are going to suit the flathead and the whiting, the run-out tide, anchor up for your flathead, little plastics, for your whiting, you can't beat, you know, live worms or yabbies, and also our open beaches, your Kiwanis, your Yurumbas, Markula, Majimba, you get yourself some live worms, low tide, and then the first hour of the push, plenty of whiting in those gutters there. A lot of smaller ones, plenty of fun for the kids, but there are a few big ones mixed in, and last but not least, there's a couple of mud crabs getting around. Upper reaches of the Marucci and Noosa.
Everything's covered. So you've had a big day out in the water tomorrow. You come home, put your feet up, 5:30, Channel 7 tomorrow, Arvo. What's on Creek to Coast, big boy?
So I think I spoke to you when I was in Mackay. It's the whole half hour from the Mackay region. So we do inshore fishing. We chase grunter, queenfish, permit, all of the above. And then we head to Yungala Dam west of Mackay, and we go and chase monster sooty grunter on little surface poppers. So if you're planning on going to Mackay, this is a show not to miss.
That's the one to check it out. Tomorrow afternoon, 5:30, Creek to Coast. Scotty, have a ripping weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Good on you, boys.